mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Welcome, my friends. Welcome. And thank you for joining us on this live April 3rd, 2007 edition. We'll be live here for the next 3 hours. We have a lady coming on who is the co-founder of the WTC Families for Proper Burial. She'll be with us for about 30 minutes in the third hour, how they took the body parts, the bones, the clothing, the ashes, and just dumped it at the properly named Fresh Kills landfill there outside New York. And they've been using the body parts, the bones, the ashes of thousands of dead people to fill potholes, Reuters reported, of course, last week. And we'll be going over all of that today in the third hour. In the meantime, we're going to have wide open phones. I'm really going to try to control myself, and I always say this, and sometimes do, many times don't. Try to go to your calls in the next segment throughout the show today. Try to get to your calls quickly. The toll-free number to join us is 1-800-259-9231. I'd like to talk about the upcoming Iran conflict, the buildup. Do you think it's coming this Friday, as the Israeli and Russian papers have been saying? Or do you think it's coming in the next 6 months, which I do think is very probable? Or is it all just bluffing and saber-rattling? What do you think about the plunging dollar, the unraveling of the housing market, and the big mortgage companies? The ongoing, now national soap opera with Bill O'Reilly calling for the firing of Rosie O'Donnell and then lying about it. And MSNBC calling for it, and CNN calling for it. They're from Glenn Beck to Scarborough to O'Reilly. They all suddenly backed off of it last night, which could mean two things. It could mean they're going to fire her, and now they don't want to be liable for it. Or what's probably happening, that they know they're losing the debate, but it's backfired on them, so they're now retreating somewhat. But this is really big news, big developments on that front. I have several audio clips we'll be playing later in this hour on that subject as well. The websites, of course, are Infowars.com, JonesReport.com, Infowars.net, and PrisonPlanet.com, PrisonPlanet.tv. They've all been freshly updated for you today and are updated multiple times daily, sometimes even 3-4 times a day, but generally twice a day. They are the leaders in alternative news and information, thanks to you, the listeners, spreading the word, number one. But it goes together like a horse and carriage, the fact that we have a hardworking, very small team that busts their butts and busts their brains trying to get the word out, the information out, and trying to do the best job we can. And I relish, I crave exposing the criminals in government, exposing the New World Order. I know that they're more and more on the run. And I want to ask you, I want to beg you from the bottom of my heart to redouble your efforts in the information war. When you get Terror Storm or American Freedom to Fascism or Loose Change Second Edition, when you get the great films that are out there and my films like Terror Storm and Road to Tyranny and Order of Death, and when you make copies of them aggressively, and when you make copies of Martial Law, and when you spread the word about the websites, when you email our stories out, when you post them on message boards, that's why we're turning the corner. That's why we're in the fight. That's why we're having an effect. And you get the lion's share of the credit for that. Intensify your attack on the New World Order superstructure. Engage the enemy at point-blank range. We'll be right back with the news and your calls.
It's
each year after a year in production and travel.
Hi, Ted Anderson from Midas Resources. It's April 3rd, 2007. Gold is at $662.80, and 1 ounce gold coins can be purchased for $686.25, $345.68 for half ounce, and $172.84 for quarter ounce coins. That's $686.25, $345.68, and $172.84. We've been hearing the USA has been spending money faster than tax collections. Now the government has published the document that sounds the alarm. That's right, the United States Government Accountability Office, the GAO, has published the long-term fiscal outlook document, clearly stating that the federal debt burden is spiraling out of control. This will directly affect programs like Social Security to FDIC's ability to insure bank deposits. Taxation and inflationary printing of the U.S. dollar are inevitable pressures facing the economy. Get this document free by calling 800-686-2237. The U.S. GAO has spelled it out in black and white. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Nuclear reactors provide economical energy, but would you be prepared during an accident? During nuclear disasters, great amounts of radioactive iodine are released into the atmosphere, which are then readily absorbed into the body. Medical Corps' potassium iodate gives you virtually complete protection from the most feared consequence of a nuclear accident, radioactive poisoning. Potassium iodate can protect against radioactive poisoning by filling the thyroid with good iodine. This shields the thyroid and prevents it from absorbing the harmful radioactive iodine. Potassium iodate is better than the iodide form because it is not as likely to cause upset stomachs in children, the elderly, the sick, and pets. Order the official potassium iodate for only $24 and save $5 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. Call now and get free shipping. That's 888-803-4438.
Automakers in the oil industry are in a fuel fight. Automakers claim gasoline quality doesn't measure up. Is your vehicle performing like it should? Now there's SFR Green, performance technologies for a clean planet. SFR Green's Protecta reduces emissions and improves fuel economy, meeting automakers' new standards. So do something green. For a special offer with free shipping, go to greengasadditive.com. Or to locate a retailer, go to greengasadditive.com.
Are your Federal Reserve notes looking for a safe haven? Mine found it in precious metals. Not paper promises, but actual gold in my possession. It is liquid, it is private, it owes no one, it cannot go bankrupt, and it maintains its purchasing power. Find your answer at Midas Resources. That's 1-800-686-2237. The answer is...
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Congressman Ron Paul was on Bill Maher last Friday night, and I wanted to just air a few minutes of this and then comment on it, and then we'll jump into all the news on the economy, the buildup of a huge naval flotilla, a giant armada in the Persian Gulf and surrounding areas, the huge influx of media, which is the key indicator, and U.S. advisors, and the mercenary support staff for the IT system going into the Persian Gulf region. We'll also get into the... I haven't spent enough time on this, actually. I mentioned it, spent like 10 minutes yesterday, but we're at the center here in the 9/11 Truth Movement of the massive attack by Bill O'Reilly and Fox and CNN and MSNBC and literally hundreds of newspapers against Rosie O'Donnell. This is a key fight. There's been several new chapters to this written in the last 2 days. We'll get into that as well. But we've got that Ron Paul clip ready, right? Let's go ahead and roll a few minutes of this, and then I've got a few comments on it. You're welcome to call in with any comments that you've got. This is Bill Maher, who really is an establishment lackey. I mean, he's right on, don't take the flu shot, don't trust the government. But then, oh, 9/11 conspiracy theories are stupid. But he may be softening. As of late, a few weeks ago, he went on Oberman's program, the best show on MSNBC. But still, that show makes you think the liberals, the Democrats, are going to save you. It's just amazing how they try to corral people into those two left-right systems to keep you in that contained paradigm. I know I beat that horse to death, but it's so central. I know you know that, but you've got to get that out to the general public and shift their paradigm outside that controlled system. And he said that, yeah, it was weird that Bush sat there for 16 minutes, it was really 20-something minutes, inside the Brooker Elementary in Florida. And so he's starting to question it. But he really gets schooled by the congressman on several issues. Here it is.
And on the Republican side, he represents Texas' 14th district in the U.S. House of Representatives. He wants to be the Republican nominee for president, the Honorable Ron Paul. Ron, how you doing? So, you are a throwback Republican because you are a true libertarian, right?
That is true. I believe in limited government. I believe in individual liberty, and there were some Republicans at one time that actually believed that.
I know, but see, I've always thought I was a libertarian, but I'm Chairman Mao compared to you, because you don't believe, you think we should get rid of the CIA.
Well, I think we could do without the CIA murdering leaders in different countries. I think there's room for intelligence gathering, but I don't like the secret activity of the CIA where they go about and getting rid of people like Diem and others and installing governments. Our CIA was helpful.
But we're under attack by crazy Muslim fanatics. Don't you think, even if they're doing a bad job, it's better than no job at all? I would feel pretty naked without the CIA.
You'd feel naked, but you'd be a lot safer because you'd be less likely to be attacked by terrorists. I mean, our CIA was in operation getting rid of an elected leader of Iran in 1953, and they never forgot that. So that helped lead to the radicalization.
But you are pretty far out there as far as the libertarian thing. I mean, I've read that you said that you don't think we should have fought the Civil War.
Well, I don't think, I think there would have been a better way. Have you studied the history? Every other major country of the world was able to get rid of slavery without a civil war. So the Civil War wasn't fought over slavery. Civil War was fought over unifying and making a strong centralized state. You could have paid for all the slaves and released them, and there were proposals like that. That's the way the British did it. Every major country in the world got rid of slavery without a civil war except us. So it was not necessary. And there were tariffs involved and many other reasons why the Civil War was fought. But if you read Lincoln carefully, you'll realize that Lincoln was not the greatest opponent to slavery. And if you don't look at that, you're denying a very important part of our history.
All right. Not for the Civil War. What about global warming? Are you on the page that there is such a thing as global warming?
Yeah, I think it's been around for a long time, and it's probably going to be here with us for a while longer. I don't think the ozone has settled on that yet. I don't think everybody knows everything about global warming, because you have reputable scientists on both sides of that argument.
No, you don't!
Well,
no, on the other side, you only have Professor Irwin Corey and Michelle Answerman. I mean, the reason I'm bringing this up is to say, even as someone who I consider myself somewhat of a libertarian, I think there are some jobs that are so enormous that only the government can do it. And I would put, at this point in our very tenuous history, global warming in that list. Don't you think the government has to do something about global warming?
Well, then you have to deal with the volcanoes, and you have to deal with the pollution of China. So do you want to invade China to make sure they don't pollute? And what are you going to do about the volcanoes? They are all contributing factors to global warming. But that doesn't mean that you shouldn't do what we can to slow up the emissions and stop subsidizing big oil companies. I don't like subsidizing oil companies. They've been doing that for years. We go to war to protect oil so that we can buy more oil and burn more oil. So I would say our foreign policy contributes to global warming by subsidizing a policy that is deeply flawed, and that's why we're in the Middle East, to protect oil interests. So, yes, that would be one of the first things you should do if you're serious.
but still against the Civil War.
Okay.
What about the FAA? I mean, that does prevent planes from crashing into each other. It is government meddling in a sort of an absolute sense, but don't you think we would need something like the FAA?
Sure, you could. You could have a private FAA.
A private FAA.
Of course, you didn't do a very good job with your FAA in preventing four aircraft going down in the wrong places, where if it had been private and you had not depended on the government for protection, you might not have had a rule that said you can't have a gun on an airplane and that you can't resist. So because we were dependent on the federal government to protect us and the FAA, we weren't really protected. So I would say there's lots of room for an alternative to a government-monopolized FAA, and then we'd be just as safe.
But haven't we learned from Walter Reed and so many other scandals that actually private enterprise does worse? Corporations are actually worse than the government because they have absolutely no conscience?
Well, what makes you think the Veterans Association is private? I mean, this is a demonstration of what government-run medicine will be like. If you like government medicine, go to the veterans' hospitals and you'll find out what it's like. I mean, as a physician and as one that had been trained in veterans' hospital, most physicians and young doctors always knew what the quality of medical care was in many of our veterans' hospitals. We need to allow every veteran to have decent health care, but we should permit him and pay for it to allow him to go to the doctor that he wants to go to and not make him stand in lines to get second-class care in some of our VA hospitals.
Okay, I appreciate that input and food for thought. Congressman Ron Paul, everybody. Thank you, Congressman.
Thank you.
Well, you just heard the brain completely smash Bill Maher. Maher was trying to attack him the entire time and fell flat on his face. Because Bill Maher has his fake neo-mainline liberal false world system. And then Ron Paul has the facts and history. I got to tell you, though, next time I get Ron Paul on the show, which is going to be in the very near future and probably for a full hour, they've agreed to do that. They're just trying to find the time so we can talk for 30 minutes, do an in-depth interview, and then take 15, 20 of your questions, quick ones, for the congressman here on the show, who, again, is running now officially as a Republican for the presidency and just a dream candidate. You hear me pausing a lot today. I get allergies a lot, but I love the allergies I've got right now. When I get the cedar fever, it's painful, I have a headache, my brain doesn't work. This is just oak. The oak is yellow, dust everywhere, it's blowing around, and it coats my lungs, and I have to cough and hack, but it doesn't really hurt. I mean, it hurts a little in my lungs, but it doesn't give me a headache, so I love it. So please, you're very nice to send me cures for it and stuff, and I just want you to know why I sound with even more of a deep voice, or have to pause or start wheezing on air. It's because I'm finding it difficult to talk right now. But I should. It's been like this the last week. But an hour or so into the show, it should clear up of its own, kind of like an engine that's sputtering. If I just keep driving down the highway, it'll get better here. Hold on one moment, please. Aha! Well, now let me go back to what I was saying about Congressman Ron Paul. His comment about the volcanoes and other things putting out more greenhouse emissions is absolutely true. One large gaseous volcano explosion, like you saw with Mount St. Helens, puts out hundreds of times the emissions that all human activity puts out an entire year. So we're talking a volcano can put out 100, sometimes 150, sometimes 200 times the emissions that man has ever put out in the last century. Now, those are official numbers. Now, the anti-car people who really just want a world tax, and now that's official and admitted, it's stated on the record, they will then go show you the type of volcanoes they have in Hawaii that just put out the slow lava flows and don't put out a lot of dust or gas. And then they'll go, oh, no, look at the readings here. That's false. See, they build straw men. Very deceptive little creatures. There's three different types of volcanoes, really four. Go research the four types. Just type in different types of volcanoes into Google. You'll be on the major university sites. You can read about volcanic emissions. But I'll finish it with Ron Paul. Take your call. Stay with us.
According to a recent report by the National Institute of Health, high blood pressure is a major risk factor for heart disease and the chief risk factor for stroke and heart failure. It affects about 50 million Americans. That's one in four adults. Because many people have high blood pressure for years without knowing it, the American Heart Association calls it the silent killer. At ResearchedHerbs.com, we recognize your concern for your well-being. As your online partner in health, we are committed to empowering you with the resources you need to make informed health decisions about high blood pressure. Visit us online at ResearchedHerbs.com to learn more about heart care, the widely researched natural herbal supplement for regulating blood pressure and maintaining optimum heart health. Did you know that the safety and effectiveness of heart care is backed by over 100 clinical trials and experimental studies? Act now. Visit us online at ResearchedHerbs.com or call us at 1-800-845-3841 to start protecting yourself from the silent killer. That's 1-800-845-3841.
The United States seems to be celebrating over its triumph of reducing government debt. But the truth be told, public and private debt increased to a record high in 1999, reaching a peak of $14.8 trillion, marking 10.57% annual increase, outpacing its previous 10 years. The U.S. economy receives its currency by taking on debt through private banking institution called the Federal Reserve System. In the year 2000, debt growth collapsed to only 4.5%. It's bad enough that the U.S. citizens is bound by debt in order to have commerce. However, shocking the economy with a reduction of this magnitude could wipe out years of growth in a stock portfolio. Before you make your next investment decision, get the cold hard facts. Call 1-800-686-2237 for your free report on the outstanding level of public and private debt. You must understand how recession and depression are driven by outstanding debt. Call 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Are terrorist cells or prime terror targets located near you? Where are military bases and hazardous waste sites located? How do you find the best area for solar, average rainfall, fish contamination advisories, and major transportation routes? In the new interactive CD book, Prudent Places USA, you will find the information you want with over 50 interactive parameters that you control. Find everything from housing prices and taxes to brewing environmental catastrophes. Locate billion-dollar disaster-prone areas, the safest cities, ideal solar locations, and much, much more. Complete with over 3 gigabytes of detailed information on each of the 3,000 plus counties in the U.S., including 550 high resolution, full color maps and full color photographs, as well as detailed information and analysis that you need. Get this hard to find information by ordering Prudent Places USA now for only $29 plus shipping and handling by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 or order on the web at BerkeyWater.com.
Right now, 65% of Americans are overweight. Experts say by the year 2010, that number will increase to 75% and 35% will be obese. Because of these deadly statistics, Dr. Joel Wallach, host of Dead Doctors Don't Lie, has done extensive research and has found what he believes is the biggest breakthrough in weight loss in 50 years. It's called Slender FX. Slender FX opens the door for a healthy metabolism, permanent weight loss, reduction of low thyroid symptoms, and considerably increased energy by helping to balance your leptin levels. Finally, a weight loss breakthrough you can trust. Go to NoFatsNow.com and discover the amazing benefits of Slender FX today. Take the 90-day challenge just in time for summer. If it's not everything we say and more, simply return the empty bottles and get your money back, guaranteed. Visit NoFatsNow.com or call 800-972-8211. That's 800-972-8211. And for a limited time only, find out how you can get a free bottle of Slender FX by going to NoFatsNow.com.
This is not America. Sha-la-la-la-la.
Little piece of you, a little piece in me will die. Blossom fills the blue for the season. Promise not to stay.
Ladies and gentlemen, we are back live, and I know we have loaded phone lines we're going to go to you, but I want to just finish up with Ron Paul. Only thing I didn't like what he said, and it's the way it came off. I agree with what he actually said. He said we should cut back emissions. There's no reason that the oil companies have suppressed the fact that in the 70s, General Motors and Ford, forget the Japanese, they've just brought some of the stuff forward into market to be more competitive. The fact that General Motors and Ford both had engines that would get 50, 60 miles to the gallon and give you 200 horsepower. I mean, we're talking powerful engines. And, of course, now the Japanese have brought forward systems that aren't that good, but that are close. The Germans have it, too. My wife's got a four-cylinder Volkswagen that I've had up to 120 miles an hour. Oops. I'm joking, police. I didn't do that out north of Fredericksburg a few years ago. That's not that fast, by the way. Really asking for it, though, with all the white-tailed deer that come across the road. No one was with me. I'm joking. I'm trying to act, you know, studly that I drive quickly. The point is, a four-cylinder, it's a four-cylinder turbo, but still, I remember my mom had a white Volkswagen Rabbit that was a four-cylinder back when I was a kid, and the thing wouldn't go up big hills unless she got going fast. Now, compare that to a Passat today. All right, I'm already digressing here. Sorry. And I was joking. I'm told they'll go, folks, it was going 120. And I had the accelerator down halfway. Lord knows how fast that little German car will really go. I didn't buy it for speed either. But joking. I wasn't driving like that. Okay, I'm being stupid here. And I didn't write InfoWars.com on a $20 bill yesterday on air either. Oh, boy. I'm wheezing like a 95-year-old with emphysema here. Thanks to the wonderful oak trees and the gifts they give us. And this time of year, those live oaks. All right. Let me get back into Ron Paul. First off, at least Bill Maher gave him some coverage, but it was an attempt to shoot him down. Didn't bring up the fact he was one of the only Republicans to vote against the war and the Patriot Act. Most of the Democrats didn't either when it came to the Patriot Act. Didn't bring up a lot of the important things Ron Paul has done. He made the point about the Civil War. Yes, ladies and gentlemen, that was British-funded in the South, and the North was manipulated as well. It was meant to break the country up. Period. So it wasn't a glorious war, and it killed, what was it, 800 and something thousand people? It was not a good event. That's just a stab in my memory banks. I'll have to look it up during the break, number of dead in the Civil War. And, of course, Paul brings up the global warming thing to finish up there. He says, yeah, we need to cut back on emissions. But he didn't make the clear distinction, which I know Congressman knows, he's written about it, that it's the sun heating up the whole solar system, and that the whole global warming push is to set a global tax on the people of the world to be paid into the United Nations and the private IMF and World Bank. So even if you believe in man-made global warming, and that's your religion, and you run around freaking out about it all day, and you don't use grocery bags, and you don't consume a lot, and you feel real righteous about yourself, fine. And there's probably some good things about that. You need to understand, I've had people in my studio who go, wow, you've got, you know, long-burning light bulbs. You've got sustainable light bulbs. Well, I have them because they put out the type of light that is good for your brain, that you get through your eyes. I have these light bulbs because if I'm going to be indoors all day, I might as well have the equivalent of sunlight minus the UV. That's why I have these. And if I can buy a light bulb that lasts 2 years, that's better. If it makes sense, I'll adopt it. But global taxes has nothing to do with it. This is another hoax, another fear-mongering. And Paul wasn't clear on that. I've got one or two more points I want to make on this, and we'll go right to your calls on the other side. I want to talk about government-sponsored health care. Stay with us.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Did you know you have been cheated? You owe no debt on your bank-issued credit cards. You heard that right. You owe no debt on your bank-issued credit cards. You don't have to pay them off. The banks are defrauding you. Now is the time to fight back. You can completely wipe out your credit card debt fast. The procedure is easy and everything is done legally and within the law. We have better than a 90% success rate. Check out 1-2-3-NoDebt.com. The process is simple and is non-judicial. It's an easy letter-writing process that can be done by anyone with a personal computer. With our package, you also get the Credit Secrets Bible, loaded with valuable information about credit restoration and credit repair and much, much more. Don't let the banksters cheat you. Fight back, America. Stop the fraud. Stop the ripoff. Learn the truth. 1-2-3-NoDebt.com. Come over and get our rock-solid technology that wipes out debt without bankruptcy. It's really quite easy. Go to 1-2-3-NoDebt.com. Live debt-free now. You lose nothing but the debt.
It's a fact. You can legally eliminate credit card debt, which has been fraudulently created by the banks. Since its creation in 1913, the Federal Reserve has not been held responsible for its own debt. So why should you, the hardworking American, be harassed for yours? There's a double standard when it comes to being responsible for debt, and unlike the Federal Reserve, the people of this country can't print more money when needed. Day of Jubilee has created a successful program designed for people that want to stop harassing calls and threatening letters from bill collectors. This is not a debt consolidation company. Join the thousands of Americans who now breathe a sigh of relief because they have legally eliminated their credit card debt instead of living each day in fear. It's time to turn your life around. Call Day of Jubilee, open 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. Central Standard Time at 920-293-8024. That's 920-293-8024 and ask for Robert. Don't wait any longer to get your life back in order.
Hi, I'm Joyce Riley, and many of you know that for years I was a cardiovascular heart transplant nurse. Since that time, I've educated myself on the importance of preventative care. It all begins with providing your heart and vascular system with building blocks for good health. Strauss Heart Drops is the original formula that was copied by others but never duplicated. Strauss Heart Drops were developed by a master herbalist, Jim Strauss, after he suffered a heart attack in 1979. His doctor said he would only survive if he had heart bypass surgery. Then Jim said no. He developed Strauss Heart Drops, the formula that has been copied by others but never been surpassed. Get the original Strauss Heart Drops 4-ounce bottle for only $79.99. Call the Power Hour at 877-817-9829. 877-817-9829. You've probably heard about the other products that have tried to copy the Strauss formula. Well, get the original Strauss Heart Drops by calling 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Now you can really do your heart right with Strauss Heart Drops.
Ladies and gentlemen, finishing up with the discussion of Bill Maher going after Congressman Ron Paul, and that's what he did, and he failed miserably. He then tries to claim, look at privatization, look at Walter Reed, that's why we need government health care. And Ron Paul goes, well, I happen to be a medical doctor, I happen to have been trained in the inside the VA system. He was in Vietnam as a flight surgeon and then worked in the VA for a few years after that until he went into his own private practice delivering babies down in South Texas. So again, Maher fell flat on his face before the congressman. And it is the... See, this is the confusion here. You have real privatization, and then you have what the media and the culture and the Republicans and the Democrats call privatization. And that's where, in sweetheart deals, whole government institutions are handed over to be run by corporations with the umbrella of government enforcement power. And then they have little or no liability. And their business model is guaranteed by the state. And so that is the worst. That is really a... fascist or corporatist system. And then you have horrors, of course, in the social system, the socialist or communist system, and there's whole, you know, thousands of different factors that go into why that happens. Anything that cuts out competition, anything that cuts out accountability, anything that restricts choice is going to bring you bad service. That's just common sense, my friends. And so back when we had a totally free market medical system, we had the apple of the world's eye. We had the big developments. We had the best medicine. Then big corporations and insurance companies and banks came in, bought up health care, made it big health care, tried to guarantee their investment, set up government health care funding schemes to really conduit funds into their coffers. They then jacked up the price of health care by restricting their competition and driving up the prices, again, because of a bunch of different reasons, more government reporting, more regulation, control, to where it drove out the smaller medical institutions and then jacked up prices. And their answer is, oh, let's add more government health care. Let's socialize it all. So you can wait, on average, 18 months to have brain surgery for a tumor, or to have a skin cancer removed, and then you die because it metastasized, or bone cancer, or anything else for that matter. And I got Tony Blair in the Commons admitting it's 18 months for any type of cancer surgery in England. Of course, there's still a two-tiered system. You got really big money. What is it, three, four times the cost of private doctors here? I mean, if you've got hundreds of thousands of pounds, and if you got a half million U.S. dollars, then you might be able to go get those surgeries you need. Or you can jump on an airplane and come over here and throw down the cash. You know, that's the one reason I do try to save some money, and the one reason I do, you know, because I don't worship money or things or baubles or success or the trinkets of power, but I do try to save some money, you know, in case my children needed health care, or in case, you know, there was an emergency or something along those lines. I mean, this is a scary system of dependence they've created, and they've scrambled all the terms now where you can't even communicate with the public. The public generally now is being won over to socialist health care. They have no idea. Of course, and there's other contributing factors to why it's so expensive. It's called anchor babies. It's called jackpot babies. Do I blame some poor southern Mexican family who literally make maybe $1,000 a year and live on their ancestral cornfield? They got maybe 20 acres, and now the Mexican soldiers and the tax masters have told them it's a UN biosphere. Why do you think there's tens of millions of Mexicans being staged in the maquiladoras in northern Mexico along the Arizona, New Mexico, Texas, California border? Well, I remember being in Mexico 15 years ago and seeing the UN biospheres. Folks, they sent in Mexican troops with armored vehicles and literally drove them out of their villages, shut the villages down. They literally went in and machine-gunned people, burned down towns. They did it 20 years ago, 15 years ago. Remember 7 years ago in 2000, all the smoke? And they said, oh, it's agricultural fires. But you'd read in the BBC, armored phalanxes of troops entered four Mexican states and began burning the towns. I remember one lady, Patricia Smith was her name. She now lives in Guatemala. She was deaf, a deaf lady, friend of mine. And she would come up to Access TV in Austin. She had grant money, and it would be her in a grass hut. There would be Mexican troops in black uniforms. God, if I knew what I had at the time, I played clips on my show, and I should have gotten more of that from her. I need to get in contact with her. She runs a little community TV station. Last time I heard in Guatemala, if she's even alive, folks. It was so dangerous, the stuff she did. She moved to Guatemala. Patricia Smith, yeah, we'll look her up. And, I mean, this was like something out of a Hollywood movie, folks. She's in the grass hut, and there's troops. There's burning huts behind her, and they're stomping around with machine guns. There's chickens flying around. I mean, that's the kind of stuff, okay? I've seen the video, all right? And they drove all these people up into the north. And can you imagine? Then they get here, and there's Clear Channel and all this own media saying, this is Mexico, drive out the whites. This is Mexico, 670-something billboards in L.A., owned by a Jewish guy saying that L.A. is Mexico, and every Austin bus has a huge Mexican flag on it now, saying the invaders, you know, we're the invaders, we're the rebels, and that's the name of the stations, we're taking over. The guy has a crazed look on his face with his thumbs up. All CFR funded, folks. Can you imagine these poor people driven off their land by the New World Order, driven up here, and then they're told it's the U.S. that did it to them, and they know it's Chase Manhattan Citibank. That's not the U.S., that's Rothschild down there doing this to them. They drive them up here. Problem, reaction, solution. They create the crisis, the oppressive government. They drive them up here, and then over half of the budget in California, and it's close to that in Texas and other border states, is for the illegal aliens. I mean, they come across the day before their water breaks, or when it breaks, they race to the hospital. And they go in, boom, fully paid for, average, what, $7,000? And then they get all the welfare, the parents get to stay, then they get to bring in their immediate family, then they get to bring in their immediate family, then they get to bring in their immediate family, and their immediate family, and their immediate family. And this is, again, meant to blow out the states and bankrupt them. And then they tell the dumb cops, the state's broke. You got to go out and write more tickets. You got to arrest more people. Yes, sir, I will. Meanwhile, it's all by design. All right, I said I'd go to your calls. It's just, it is so, do I look down on the poor Mexican, literal dirt poor peasants? No. These are moral, hardworking, good people. But by the time they get here, folks, it is, you are here to take over. You are here to drive out the white. This is your area. Total rulership unto you. And, you know, you turn on HBO and they got the big, I forget his name. I saw the clip on the web the other day. I meant to play that. I forgot to send it to the network. You've probably seen it. He's the big Mexican comedian right now. Not the guy on Comedy Central. I've met him in Chicago when I was on Man Cow last year. Mancia, I think. I forget it. But he comes out and he goes, La Raza! We're taking over! We run America! And it just shows a crowd of tens of thousands going, yeah! 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 All Time Warner funded, all government controlled. Men, because America is to be brought down. And it is being brought down. And these people are being filled. And see, can you imagine if 50,000 white people got in a stadium and were screaming, the race, the race, we rule, we're going to take you down, yeah! Can you imagine that? You know what? I know my producer's listening. Type in the American Mexican, that's the name of the HBO show, and then you can print off his name. Oh, by the way, my memory was right. The historians say between 600,000 and 800,000, because they didn't have good record-keeping at the time, directly died from wounds of battle. Then, of course, 10 years of Reconstruction, that was literally tens of thousands conservatively. I mean, I had ancestors murdered at the hands of the Northern troops. That was the real crime. It was, you let hundreds of thousands of people roam over a bunch of areas, having whoever they want, robbing whoever they want. For a decade, you're gonna get some resentment. But, my family owned a hotel in Teague, Texas, and right there at the railway station, and they burned that and had their way with the women. And then, of course, the troops got killed. But side issue. Yeah, that's interesting. That's actually in history books, too. It's the Northern troops had a really bad time of it because these rebels kept killing them. Let's go ahead and talk to Tom in Maryland. Tom, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hi, Alex. It's been a long time since I've called. I first wanted to say I happen to have all your films, and I always like to talk or mention how much I enjoy buying them and watching them and find them all well worth the money. I also wanted to say that your character voices, I happen to love them, especially when you might point out mercury in the vaccines or something along those lines, and then tell us
the mercury's so
good and loving. I happen to love that. You've made me laugh harder than Stern ever did, or any of these comedians you might have mentioned. And I really enjoy your show, and I've been listening since, I think, Police State 2 was your latest film when I first started listening.
Well, that would have been in late 1999.
Yeah, and happened to buy a shortwave radio for the most part because of your show. My dad turned me on to it. And one thing about 9/11, I've handed some videos out, and, you know, I've done that a little bit, but I have never had anyone ever approach me about it. Or I just feel as if I hear about all this progress that's made and everything, but as far as getting the word out, now it's becoming more mainstream, and with you like Rosie O'Donnell bringing it up, but I still feel like I'm still waiting for someone to come to me and say, did you know, or do you believe this, or that it was an inside job? And it's just kind of, I don't know, it was sort of frustrating on that end for me to think about it along those lines. Yes, I've done my part to get the word, but I've never been on the receiving end of it.
Sure. Listen, I appreciate your call. Let me comment on that. Oh, something else? Sorry, go ahead. Oh, he's gone. Thanks for the call. Good to have you on board for all those years, my friend. Oh, by the way, the name of the nightmarish comedian is George Lopez. Our race is taking over. We rule you. Ha, ha, ha. I mean, and he does it with a big American flag in front of him. It's a big, sick joke. But you can't take over in Mexico, can you? No. You'll do what's easy. You'll do what you're directed to do by the Council on Foreign Relations. You won't go down there and fight for the rebels. You won't go down there and stand up. You'll just do what's easy, and you'll be an El Jefe, a big mob boss. That's all the Spanish and Mexican leaders want, to be like every other pig in government, whether they be black or white. Just sit around and smoke on the big cigars and ride around and live in the big mansions and then just tell you the race politics you want to hear. You're not going to have any revolution. You're not going to have any real freedom unless you join the Patriot Movement against the New World Order. But on the subject of 9/11 truth, my point is we're making major progress. I mean, I've got O'Reilly going, you know, this stuff's going mainstream. It's not just on the fringe anymore, and these people are nuts. And they said on the Scarborough Country, they were saying last week, my gosh, a lot of people are listening to them. They're taking over. And Mike Gallagher was on with O'Reilly last week, or maybe it was Hannity. We played it, and he's going, they're taking over. You ought to see it. I've gotten thousands of calls from these people. They'll load the phone lines. And that's true. And I saw a page on the web. I sent it to Paul Watson and Steve Watson. I told them to make a story out of it, but I guess they were too busy to. I don't blame them. But some website, I forget the page. I think I printed it. Just listed like 15 different polls. And I'd seen all the polls individually by themselves. I knew they were all real polls. But I hadn't seen them all together. It was so many. And the average was in the 80s. Some polls were 75 or 68. Some polls were 94 or 95. Inside job. Government's covering up 9/11. And these were scientific polls. And some weren't scientific polls. But they were all mainstream polls. And the scientific ones were the higher ones. So we know that that's the numbers. It's just that people still don't speak out. They don't talk in the grocery store line. They don't talk to their neighbors. We've been taught to go work our 8 to 10 hours, go pick the kids up from extended school where they're being brainwashed against you, take them home, grab some KFC on the way, throw them down in front of the television, put on a Die Hard 3 Vengeance, Die Harder or whatever. You know, the parents go smoke some pot upstairs. The kids are taking a Ritalin. And, you go to bed at midnight and you wake up at 6 a.m. and Lego my ego if the kids are lucky. And you know, they drink some Coca-Cola and get all jacked up, and then they go to school, and that's the day. And George Lopez and George Bush are raising your children. And they punch all your buttons and try to manipulate all the different niches out there, and it just rolls forward, all scientifically crafted and focused. Number one, you got to start turning the television off just a few hours a day. I mean, yesterday was kind of a day off for me. I only worked till about 8 o'clock last night. It was, you know, that was a kind of a day off. And I went home and watched, I don't know, the first half of Departed with my wife. So, I mean, I watch television, I watch movies, but it's a treat. It's a once-a-week occurrence. You know, open up the cabinet in the bedroom, and there's the television, and pop the DVD in, and it's a treat. It's not just, it's always on, flickering in the background. Now, I mean, all day, like it's a scope, like it's a military observation, I flip on the TV and watch key clips of, you know, CNN or Fox, but it's I'm in the analyzing mode. I'm watching a CIA operative. I mean, I'm realizing what it is. I'm not just sitting there in a passive, suspended disbelief, accepting this Pentagon psych warfare. All right? We'll be right back. It's here after a year in production and traveling to distant lands. Mighty film Terror Storm is complete. Shocking declassified government documents prove that Western governments are orchestrating terror attacks against their own populations as a pretext to enslave them. Terror Storm proves that not only was 9/11 an inside job, but the attacks of 7/7 in London were carried out by British intelligence. Terror Storm chronicles the lies that took us to war in Iraq, a White House program to disseminate fake news, NSA spying, secret police torture, the latest 9/11 information, and much, much more. Terror Storm is the definitive guide to the history of government-sponsored terrorism. It's an anthology of government crimes. Terror Storm is a film that everyone who wants to be truly informed must see. Get your copy today at InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or by calling toll-free 1-888-253-3139 or watch it right now online at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Do you know where the 78 potentially active volcanoes in U.S. are located? And do you know the locations of the top 300 prime terrorist targets? You can find these answers and more in the new interactive CD book, Prudent Places USA. With the more than 50 interactive parameters, you can pinpoint natural and man-made disaster areas, brewing environmental catastrophes, the safest cities, the best places for solar and wind energy, and much, much more. Complete with 3 gigabytes of detailed information on each of 3,000-plus counties in the U.S., including 550 high-resolution full-color maps and full-color photographs, as well as detailed information and analysis to help you zero in on the best places to live, the ideal location for cabins and vacation homes, as well as safe and unsafe areas. Get Prudent Places USA for only $29 plus shipping by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438 to order on the web or at BerkeyWater.com.
This is Jack Blood with the Genesis Radio Network. Let's ask the question that the Bush regime hopes you will never ask. That is the USA already bankrupt? As the world's biggest debtor nation, we are borrowing in excess of 80% of the world's net savings. That's $2 billion per day to finance the biggest deficit in history. Our creditors are becoming increasingly concerned that the debt can never be repaid. Japan and China, two of the largest holders of U.S. debt, are looking to greatly reduce their exposure to dollars. In fact, China has privately hinted that a U.S. attack on Iran could result in China's dumping massive amounts of U.S. Treasury bonds. To find out more about this, call for a free report on the coming dollar collapse. Call Whitehurst International at 1-888-892-6238. That's 1-888-8-XANADU or 1-888-8-XANADU and ask for George.
Every morning at the mine, you could see him arrive. He stood 6'6" and weighed 245, kind of broad at the shoulder and narrow at the hip. And everybody knew you didn't give no lip to Big John. Big John, Big John, Big Bad John.
Big John.
Nobody seemed to know where John called home. He just drifted into town and stayed all alone. didn't say much, kind of quiet and shy, but he spoke it all. He just said hi to Big John. Somebody said he came from New Orleans, where he got in a fight over a Cajun queen and a crashing blow from a huge right hand sent a Louisiana fella to the promised land, Big John. Big John. Big John. Big Bad John.
Welcome back.
Big John.
All right, I said I'd take a lot of calls, and I'm going to. Wide open phones in the next hour. And we're going to start taking those calls right now. I'm not even going to plug my films or the online bookstore because I want to go right to your calls. I'm also going to play several audio clips of O'Reilly and Scarborough and the attack on 9/11 Truth, the attack on free speech, a lot of news on Iran, big developments on the economy. It's all coming up. Right now, I'm going to move quick now through your calls, folks. Drew in New York, then we're going to go to a fella in Switzerland. Go ahead, Drew.
Hi, John. It's Soldier of Truth up in Milwaukee, actually. Love your show. Appreciate
okay, welcome. Go ahead.
I got a few comments. Actually, you've been, of course, while I'm listening, I think of so many other things I'd like to talk about, but I really would like to point out the importance of what Rosie is doing in my life because of me being able to point that out to the women in my life, which, unfortunately, very few of them want to even acknowledge the existence of a lot of this stuff, much less even let me talk about it to them. And, you know, you must have a wonderful wife who supports you. Unfortunately, mine, I can't even talk about stuff like this in my own home. It's kind of sad that way. But with Rosie's comments...
What do you mean you can't talk about it in your own home?
Well, if I do, it starts an argument and I get, mean looks and you know, people, like in our backyard, if we have a fire pit or something, it's pretty much I can't say it.
So you've got neighbors that want to live in a la-la land.
Oh, absolutely.
You know, if they didn't know deep down that something was wrong or that there wasn't truth to what you were saying, they just laugh at you. They get upset because they know this country is going to hell in a handbasket. And they don't want to be told about it because then they know they have a responsibility to do something about it.
And I love talking about it because what is important, and you mentioned right before the break, what's important is the knowledge, being able to watch the TV, knowing what they're doing. You're able to watch it. The effects are nilled by that. You won't have the effects.
It's actually the opposite. Once you know that most of them are actual government operatives, then it just freaks you out and makes you want to fight them.
Right. Well, I just like to say when I'm watching it, I like at work when the TV comes on, I say, okay, let's see what the propaganda is today. And, you know, to me, I'm planting a seed in everybody's mind here that this is potential propaganda, that it's not actual news. And the other thing about the 9/11 inside job, and this is all semantics, this isn't all very serious, but I'm just, the inside job part bugs me because I don't consider these people Americans. I don't believe they are even Americans. I don't think they think they're Americans. So saying that 9/11 is an inside job just... personally, to myself, the semantics of that idea.
Well, all inside job means is it that, you know, it was done by those within the system. But
right.
but I hear what you're saying. I appreciate the call. By the way, I saw this last night and I'd forgotten about it. We need to get it up on PrisonPlanet.com and Infowars.com right now. The scumbag, the un-American piece of filth, Bill O'Reilly, has a poll on the right-hand side of his website. Well, we'll tell you about the poll when we get back. Stay with us. Copies of the preceding broadcast are available at gcnlive.com or call toll-free 877-300-7645.